I'm the man. Save the Empire.
Wow, this is the future. Charlie, you're in Salem, I am in Alston, and yet here we are talking to each other.
And I still got to look at your stupid, ugly face.
I know, I can see you. I actually wasn't looking at you for a while there. I've been perusing the internet.
What are you, in the kitchen?
I am in the kitchen. You can see it by the beautiful vin liqueurs. That does not belong to me, by the way.
I figured that. It doesn't have the Alkaline Trio on it, so I figured it wasn't yours.
Yeah, if it's not a band or a comic book character, it's probably not mine. And we know who does the decor in your place as I look at the nice shelves and the framed pictures.
Yeah, I can take you in the hallway if you want and show you all the signed CDs and crap. That's where my stuff is in the hallway. So.
No, I'm good. I've seen it.
It is the 29th of January. January has 30 or 31 days?
31. Right? 30 days has September, April, June and November. Is that right?
Good. Yeah, that all rhymes. That sounds fine to me. So two more days of this shit show that has been January 2010.
I can't wait for the first week of February. Here's why. I have two Bruins games I'm going to.
Okay.
We have a benefit on Wednesday that we're going to be at that I'll talk about later. Yep. And Gary Goldman is playing Saturday the 6th at Knicks.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to go see him, but he is competing with a UFC pay-per-view, so I don't know who's going to win that battle.
That's a tough call.
Bad planning, Gary.
So I was following via Facebook because I was out of town. Let's start with your computer. What happened with your computer?
All right, well, I went away to go skiing for the first time, which was a disaster in itself, because I tried snowboarding because somebody let me borrow one, so I figured I'd save some money.
Sure.
Busted my ass two-thirds of the way down the hill,
right.
Then had a hissy fit like a six-year-old and screamed at the girl to get the stupid board off me.
Yeah.
And then I walked the rest of the way down, skied the rest of the day. That was fine.
Okay.
I get home, I'm bruised, I'm battered, and I fire up the computer because that's what I live on, and right. It doesn't come on.
At all?
At all. Just no screen. It goes beep, beep, beep.
Oh, that can't be good.
No, not at all. So I go on my other machine, and I check out what that problem means, and apparently, the laptop that I had has issues with its motherboard.
Uh-huh.
But they only gave you an extended warranty on the AMD processors, and I had an Intel processor.
Huh.
So my machine is useless. I'm selling it for parts on eBay, and I had to go out and buy a new laptop because I can't do anything without it.
Well, what about your other computer? That wasn't good enough for you?
It's a tower, and it's hooked up to my TV. I really just use it to watch movies and listen to music, and I really don't have a way to work on it. It's behind a TV, so I don't have a desk in front of it.
Were you able to get any of the information off of that old computer?
Oh, yeah. I have the hard drive. I popped that baby out. I got one of those hot swap things. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know me. I love spending money that I don't have and buying new gadgets, but this was not an expense I was expecting.
So what'd you get? Something fun?
I got this sweet-ass Dell i5 core running Windows 7. 17. You think my other one was a surfboard, a boogie board?
Yeah.
This one's a little bigger.
How big is it?
It's a 17-inch screen, maybe a smidge bigger than that, 17-point-something, whatever. It's a beautiful LCD, HD. It's the balls.
That's not a laptop. That's a surfboard.
Yeah, I love it. It's massive, but it does everything I need it to do. And surprisingly, Windows 7 hasn't bit me in the ass yet.
Good. Yeah, knock on that wood.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and that brought the dogs running in.
Of course it did. Yeah, morons.
So the laptop goes. So come Monday, I have to go to Best Buy to buy this brand new laptop.
Right.
Start up my supercar and drive to Best Buy, go inside, spend all this money I don't have, come out, and then my supercar won't start.
In the parking lot of the Best Buy.
In the parking lot of the Best Buy. So rather than get a jump, I run over to the Target. I'm in Watertown, so Target's right there, and I get one of those stupid plug into your cigarette lighter.
Right.
And it'll start your car. That didn't work. $20 down the drain. Finally get a jump, drive back to Alston, stop at the NTB because they do all my work, and it's right there. Battery's dead and alternator's dead. So that's $600. And then...
On a car that you're trying to sell.
Yes. I wish I'd sold it before this happened, and it would have been somebody else's problem.
No shit.
It's a beautiful car, though. It runs perfectly now. It's got new tires, new brakes.
New alternator.
new alternator, new battery. So it runs like new.
Good.
And then the stupid dog has to go to the vet because he's got skin problems. They think it might be his thyroid. And then he got a hot spot on his butt.
Yeah.
So he's chewing on it.
Ugh.
And so they had to shave him and put a cone on. Have you seen the video up at our Tumblr site?
I haven't yet.
You'll have to go see it. He froze when they put the cone on him. He wouldn't move. You try moving a 100-pound dog.
Yeah.
When he doesn't want to go anywhere. So he cost me about a little over $200 for that.
Jesus.
And he's on food that costs $25 a bag that I go through every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's a giant expense, and he's sitting right here, and he knows that he's a waste of money. So yeah, in the period of 3 days, I spent almost $2,000 that I don't have.
Oh God.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Great. I can't wait for this stupid month to be over.
I mean, February's got to turn it around somehow. Something's got to happen.
It's the month of love. And I have a girlfriend for once for Valentine's Day.
That's true. Yeah, I do have that going for you.
Yeah, and she's actually been great about everything. Super supportive because I have just spiraled into depression. I mean, just drinking like a madman and playing video games.
I honestly, when we were sitting down to do this, it's 9:45 in the morning right now. I honestly almost...
What?
It's 9:45 in the morning.
45! Sorry, we don't have the hotkey anymore.
I almost grabbed a beer out of the fridge. Like, I almost did.
Well, I drank all of them last night.
It was close.
Listen, what else are you going to do? I guess the job hunt will start in February. Everybody, you know, asks, you know, what are you doing? You do want another job in radio, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I do, but only if it's with my friends. That's
right.
Why I did. Like, I don't want to... If I'm going to have a job, you know, where it's just like work, you know, working with you and Fletcher, it wasn't work. It was fun.
Yeah.
We were the luckiest guys in the world. But if I have to work a radio gig where it's a job, I just want a regular 9-to-5 where I'm not emotionally invested in it as much, you know, not living on the air and letting right. everybody know what's going on. Because it's been surprisingly, I like to think I'm kind of stoic and, you know, can handle anything. But the loss of it has been surprisingly emotionally devastating.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect that. So I certainly wouldn't want to go through it again with some retards that I don't know.
Exactly.
So I'm on the hunt for something that will pay me lots of money for little work. So if anybody knows where that is or what that is, let me know.
Hey, good luck with that. I think state senator is probably your best option. Although I don't think that's a lot of money. It's just a lot, not a lot of work.
And what about you? What have you been doing? I know your January was no better than mine. We both got shit canned on the same day.
Right.
And, you lost your grandfather.
Yeah, that sucked. That was like the week that lasted 10 days. By the time I got to my folks' place and got, you know, kind of settled in and got ready for everything, you know, it seemed like a week had gone by. And it had been about 3 days. So it was a very long week. But
you said it was packed. You said the people came out for Pop Pop.
Yeah, there were a lot of people there, and just, you know, super supportive, and you know, it was a fitting tribute. He was a guy that pretty much was universally loved. So so it was cool. My dad dropped the bomb on me like a couple days before that he wanted me to give the eulogy.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for being the guy that talks for a living.
Yeah, exactly, right? And, you know, the oldest grandson and my grandfather and I are really, really close. So, you know, it made sense.
Yeah, if people don't know, when we were in Richmond, you used to have Pop-Pop on your show once a week for Impossible Richmond Trivia, right?
Yeah, exactly. He'd ask a trivia question, and people would call in and try to guess the answer. So we were really close and you know, friends more than anything. And my dad totally called it, where, you know, he got up to speak because he's his only son, and I got to speak because of the thing, and we were pretty much fine through the whole thing. And Dad's like, I can tell you the place, if I'm going to lose it anywhere, I'm going to lose it at the presentation of the flag and taps.
Oh, son of a bitch. That's Jeez. Exactly what happened to me when my mom's dad died.
Oh.
They hand over the flag and then the guns. And that's, yeah, I thought I was man, stoic, I can hold it together.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah. Fortunately, there were no firearms because we were inside. But they did the thing where they, you know, they unfold it. And then they stretch it out, you know, and like pop it out. And the minute they did that, like my dad, my brother, and I, like right in a row, were like, okay, So that was, I mean, you know, yeah, sure, it's a bad thing because it's a funeral, but it was a good thing because he was a really good dude. And, you know, and like you were saying, like a ton of people came, really nice. And, you know, I got to see my family, which is cool. Like, my brother lives in California now, so we don't get together as often as we should, so.
Yeah, it sucks it's under that those circumstances, but it is always nice to get the family together.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's...
How's your sister doing? Is she still hot?
She's doing very well. She's got a full... She's the only one with a full-time job. No, I'm kidding. my brother's got a job. I'm the only one. But no, she's doing great. Like, my brother's doing well, so things is good.
Well, I miss hitting on her when we used to have her on the air as well.
Yeah, she didn't ask about you.
What? Well, that's blasphemy. I guess, and everybody's been, like, all the fans have been great about this terrible month, and they've been filling in with their stories as well of just, whoa. This month has not been good for anybody.
No.
JD Salinger's dead. You know, it's just been awful. So I was thinking we should play R.E.M.'s Bad Day. Because I love that song. It's one of the few songs by R.E.M. that they've done recently that I really like.
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. The reason that you like it is because it's an old R.E.M. song they just recorded later. So
yeah, probably.
well, that makes sense. Maybe we can re-record our own version and call it Bad Month.
Fuck you, January 2010. Right, your stupid ass.
A public service announcement followed me home the other day. I paid it, never mind. Go away. Shit so thick you can stir with a stick. Free Teflon, whitewash presidency. We're sick of being jerked around. Wear that on your sleeve. Broadcast me a joyful noise into the times. Lord, count your blessings. We're sick of being jerked around. We all fall down. Have you ever seen the televising writers subcommittee prize investigation dance? Those answered man's glances right look behind the eyes. It's a hallowed hollow anesthetized. Save my own ass, screw these guys. Smoke and mirror lock down. Broadcast me a joyful noise into the times. Lord, count your blessings. The papers wouldn't lie. I sigh, not one more. It's been a bad day. Please don't take a picture. It's been a bad day. Please, it's been a bad day. Please don't take a picture. It's been a bad day. Please. We're dug in deep, the price is steep. The auctioneer is such a creep. The lights went out, the orange dry. We blamed it on the other guy. Show me a creative. Here's the church, here's the steeple. We stay tuned, we cut to sequel. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Broadcast me a joyful noise into the times, Lord. Count your blessings, ignore the law of fears. Oh, this means war. It's been a bad day. Please don't take a picture. It's been a bad day. It's been a bad day. Please don't take a picture. It's been a bad day.
Thank you.
So if we could re-record it as Bad Month, we totally would, but that's R.E.M. Bad Day.
Don't you know Michael Stipe? Aren't you guys pals?
You would think, but not all bald people know one another.
One of the few bright points of this month for me has been the limited release of special edition Pepsi Throwback. Have you had an opportunity to have this yet?
I haven't yet. I saw it in the store the other day. It's 2 liter bottles. It's cans, and then I saw the Mountain Dew Throwback as well, which looked awesome, but I didn't try
it. I heard that tastes like poop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what somebody said. I haven't had a chance to try it, but I hope I have enough cord.
This is going to be hilarious when you pull that new laptop into the floor.
I am opening the fridge right now. I am grabbing a beautiful Pepsi Throwback made with real sugar.
I know, right?
Limited time only.
Now, what is limited time?
It's through, I think, the middle of February. I can get the date if you want.
I don't care that much.
Look at this thing. It is awesome. Yeah. This is what soda's supposed to be. This stuff tastes, hold on. Tastes delicious. It's not that corn syrup generic bullshit. It's real sugar, and I don't understand why they're doing it for a limited time. Just put it in there all the time.
It's expensive.
So what? Charge me another 5 cents. I don't give a rat's ass. It's worth the taste.
So what? Because I haven't had it yet, so what's the difference?
Well, it's through February 2nd. That's the end date. Okay. It's just, do you remember Coke growing up?
Yeah.
Before they made it. It's like Mexican Coke. You've had the Mexican Coke and the Passover Coke where they use real sugar.
Right.
It's just better. It tastes better. I haven't seen it. What's that stupid movie that everybody watched about how food's killing you? Food Inc.
Food Inc., yeah.
And the whole story there is like all this corn-fed meat and all this corn bullshit, all these extracts are what's making us fat. And this just tastes better. I can't explain why or how. It just tastes better. And I can drink one of these in like 5 seconds if I'm not careful. Because it tastes that good.
Yeah, I've been intrigued. I haven't pulled the trigger yet. But
you know what else is better?
Nice.
The burps with real sugar is so much better than that high fructose corn syrup.
So Big Jim, who doesn't even really like soda, raves about this stuff.
Over there like a week ago, and he was making dinner. I was like, well, can I bring anything? He has a panini press, which is the best invention ever.
Really? Big Jim has a panini press. Go figure.
Yeah, I know. And he made delicious sandwiches. He goes, I'm like, can I bring anything? Chips, dip? He's like, no, I got all that. He goes, grab some Pepsi Throwback on the way. And I'll be damned if I didn't. And I grab it everywhere I can because it's hard to find. And I just don't understand why this has to be limited time. I know, I get it. You said it, you know, sugar's expensive, blah, blah, blah. Well, fucking figure it out. It's 2010.
Yeah.
Why is this perfectly delicious product only here every once in a while and you stick us with your shit the rest of the year? I don't know why I'm so worked up over this.
Neither am I.
It pisses me off. And they're like, well, you can have it for a little while, and then we're going to go back to the shit that we normally give you.
Yeah.
What asshole in corporate thought this up? That this is a good idea. Why not give the people what they want, and that's this all the time? Make the corn syrup one the special edition and see how well that sells.
When I was with my folks, we went over to the Costco to get some stuff, and they actually had Mexican Coke like in bulk at the Costco, which I was floored by.
Tell me you got some.
Well, I was flying, so there was no way I could get it back. But it's like you were saying, like, just stop making it domestically and just import it from Mexico all the time. Hell with it.
I don't understand why and how they came along with this. Now, this is, like I said, gone on the 22nd of February. The nice thing is that Passover Coke will be here around March 30th.
Perfect.
That's when Passover starts.
Perfect.
So you'll have to go like a month and a half, maybe a month without a real sugar in your sodas.
Well, that's why that's why you stockpile.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to buy, and I think it's better from a can. I don't know why I like beverages from a can better. I just do.
Mm.
But look at it. It's pretty. It's the old logo. It's the old can. It's the way it was meant to be. Have I reached that age where everything was better when I was younger?
Yes.
You know, I'm yelling at the kids in my day.
The only thing they could have made, if they really had wanted to kick it old school, they should have done the straight cylinder can with the peel back tab. That's what they should have done.
I was not alive for any of those that I remember. But that brings up a good point. Can technology has come such a long way? What took them so long to realize that they need to invert the oval to make the soda come out better, and that this tab thing is better than a foil pull or even a can opener? Why is it so hard? It's like ketchup in plastic bottles. Why was that so hard to come up with and invert it?
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine the guy who was in his office one day? He's like, what if we made the bottles upside down?
Yeah.
That guy's got to be a millionaire. Quit biting your ass.
So we got a message on the FTW line about doing your song Sucks Orders. Is that right?
Yes. I actually did this without your knowledge, Charlie, because I've got plenty of free time on my hands. We love games, and we want to involve the people because that's what we've always been about. So we've created this brand new game called Your Song Suxers. If you don't know what Suxers is, you can just Google it. It's leet speak for sucks. Where one person will bring a song to the table, and then another person will bring a song to the table, and the people will be able to vote by emailing theempire@gmail.com.
Is it the Empire or the Empire Radio at gmail.com?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you asked. I think it's the Empire Radio.
It's the Empire Radio at gmail.com.
Yeah. Theempireradio@gmail.com. Listen, we're not a professional thing.
I'm glad somebody's paying attention.
We're not getting paid for this.
No.
So I had Ashley, who set up the Sandboxers Unite page along with Tracy. I had her become our first contestant, one, because she set up that page, and two, because she was my Valentine's date last year, if you remember.
Right.
I'm telling you, this stuff just makes you burp. So I had Ashley leave her her pick on the FTW line. Charlie, do you remember the number?
No. I got the email down, though.
617-299-1541. You can call that anytime and leave us a message. So the game is played. You bring a song to the table. You get 30 to 45 seconds. We're a little more loosey-goosey since it's a podcast.
Right.
We'll explain why your song is better than the other person. So Ashley is up first. Take it away.
Five week bitches. So when Ed asked me to pick a song, I was looking for something simple, something local, and something damn good. So here's my song. It's called Simple Song by On the Drop. They're a local band. They sound a lot like 311, Sublime, Incubus, and they even got a little Bob Marley in them. And they're a fantastic band to listen to during the summer, sitting on a patio, drinking a beer. And a little shameless promotion for the guys here. They're playing their 10-year anniversary show on Friday, January 29th at Harper's Ferry, opening for Paranoid Social Club. So come on out and show them a little love if you like this song. Thanks.
Across the street with a
Okay, so there's Ashley's pick, Your Song Sucksers, on the drop. I just like the name.
I named it in a hurry, but I thought it was appropriate.
Oh, no, that's fine. On the drop, the song is called Simple Song. And you said they're playing at Harper's Ferry?
Yeah, I guess they're having a reunion show tonight at Harper's Ferry. She said it in her spiel. It is right. Tonight, 10-year anniversary show, opening for Paranoid Social Club. So come on out to Alston and check them out. You might bump into me. I'll be around somewhere, I'm sure.
All right, so what are you playing there, Captain Awesome?
Well, I am going to throw back to my days in RVA, two up, two down, baby. Richmond, Virginia. This band is from there. They're a three-piece. They covered Bullet the Blue Sky and made it better than the U2 version. And you know I'm not a huge U2 fan, but I love that song. The band is Throttle Rod. The song is In the Flood. And compared to Ashley's song, it is going to completely shred it because it is a rock song.
Ooh.
And I'm sick and tired. Like Fireflies. And all that crap out there now. I want to hear some guitar. I want to hear it distorted. And I want to hear it loud.
You know, I went to high school with the drummer, right?
Of course you did. You went to high school with every person that's in a band. God damn it, Charlie.
Come on.
right. So the band's called Throttle Rod. The song called In the Flood. TheEmpireRadio@gmail.com is where you can place your votes for you song. I've always said your song Suxors. Is Suxors not correct?
I think it's Suxors.
Yeah.
Let's see. Suxorz. Suxors. Yeah, it's Suxorz, so it'd be Suxors. I'm going to send you the Urban Dictionary link, so when you post this podcast, you can put it in there so people who don't know what it is can figure
right,
it out.
Right, yeah.
We do the work for you.
Well, it's the internet. It's the internet.
I like doing the let me Google that for you link. Have you ever used that?
No.
If you ever get an email from someone who says, do you know where I can find, you know, Pepsi Throwback, you know, something simple, you go to let me Google that for you and you type it in. And then you send them that link, and it brings up a Google page, and it autofills and clicks on it for them. If you want to be snarky and a dick, the perfect place.
That is fantastic. So we're going to be at this Haiti benefit that's coming up first week of February.
Yeah, do you think we would not get on this bandwagon? You know, everybody's doing it, and it is for a good cause. Sure. Obviously, Haiti's in a lot of trouble. Our friends Jillian and Interpol Michael are a part of this as well. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. It's Kempa Sote.
Sure.
Is that right?
I don't fucking know. What am I, Haiti? Haitian?
K-E-M is one word. P-A, next word is S-O-T-E. So I'm going with Kempa Sote. I could be wrong. But bands playing The Lights Out, You Can Be a Wesley, Aloud, Pretty and Nice. Michael's going to be spinning along with Damian Paul and Repeat Offenders. We got photos being taken by Jillian Bowling. Of course, there will be a live podcast by us, The Empire Raffle. 15 plus, $10 at the door. Obviously, larger donations are accepted. fucking Pepsi, man. I'm telling you.
And actually, while you were giving the spiel there, I translated Kempa Sote. It says, it means fuck you, Whitey, oddly enough.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is at the Middle East downstairs. If you don't know where the Middle East is, let me Google that for you.
All right. We'll place your votes for your song, Suxors, TheEmpireRadio@gmail.com. And we've got some FTW line that we didn't get to this time around, but give them that number anyway, Ed.
It is 617-299-1541. We haven't figured out how to do the FTW line via Skype yet.
I know. So, we'll have to do one in person.
Yeah, so load it up. 617-299-1541. Feel free to tell us how your January sucked and what you've been doing to benefit Haiti and how delicious.
I know, right?
Heads out of their ass and give it to us all the time.
All righty. Well, let's go February, only days away.
Yay! And you know what? It's the shortest month, which means it's probably going to be great and we're only going to get a little bit of it.
Yeah, and then back to the shit in March.
Mm-hmm.
All right, friend. Well, good Skyping with you.
Yeah, I'm tired of looking at you. You look weird on a webcam.
Really? I mean, how do I look any different?
It's just, I can't believe your head takes up so much of the frame.
Oh, I'm getting larger.
All right, how do I hang?
All right, talk to you later.
Later, dude.
Your power's a weak old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.